Real quick before we get to your calls, I mentioned yesterday towards the end of the show that we will overreact to Tarik Skubal. Like, if he pitches really well, I think there'll be more Yankee fans saying, ah, screw it. Yes, our rotation's good. Let's trade for him.
Yep.
And if he's mediocre, you'll go the other way. I have to admit, I'm slightly affected by the way Skubal pitched yesterday, and I'll tell you why. It was his third start back from the IL, and he has his flashes. Like, he didn't walk anybody, struck out nine guys. Like, there are moments where he looks like Tarik Skubal, but obviously overall gave up the long ball. The groin thing was kind of concerning when he injures himself and he turns out to be okay. And you remind yourself that you are literally, especially if you're the Yankees more than most other teams, you are trading for him to simply make those starts in October.
Yeah.
It's not even the starts in August and September. It's just not. Like, yeah, you want to win the division. It's sort of important and all that. It's a handful of starts in the fall, but it's really October. And considering he's already had injuries this year, he hasn't looked the sharpest. It was, and I'm going to phrase this, a slight hesitation for my belief that if you have a chance to go get Skubal, you go get Skubal.
Yeah, I don't think you could take anything from yesterday. Now, you want to tell me you trade for him and he gets hurt again? It's a disaster. I completely agree, but I think it's just buyer beware.
But he also has 12 to 15 more starts.
Right.
To get right.
Well, yeah, but not before the deadline.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. I'm talking about if you trade for him, then you have some more starts to get him back to his Cy Young level. He's not winning a Cy Young, but you know what I mean. Get back to that dominant pitcher that he used to be. So if that's going to happen and you believe that that's going to happen, then it's worth trading for. But if he's going to be susceptible to the long ball like he was yesterday, then, I mean, if you're the Yankees particularly, is it worth it?
It's also the fact that he is coming off an injury. He gave you that little groin scare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, eyes wide open, if you trade for Tarik Skubal, you're trading for someone who's had an injury-prone season. Very different than last year and the year before that when he made every start and won the two Cy Youngs. So it's just a part of the risk that you take. Now, my point about trading for Skubal has been, stop saying, well, it's not needed. You can always use a great pitcher. You're the Seattle Mariners. You have good pitching. You could still use Tarik Skubal. All right. The Phillies have Christopher Sanchez and Zach Wheeler. You can always use great pitching. Like, there's never a reason to not trade for one of the best pitchers in baseball because you think you have enough pitching, when truthfully, you never have enough pitching.
No, but the problem is if you trade certain pieces that you need to acquire other guys, your flaws are going to be your flaws whether you get Skubal or not. That's all I'm saying.
It is, but here's my counter to that. Ryan Jeffers, can we use him as an example? Because
sure.
He's the catcher. He's the apple of your eye.
Yep. He's the hot name now.
Are you really telling me that even though catching may be more of a need, Ryan Jeffers gives you a better chance to win a World Series than Tarik Skubal? Are you really saying that?
You're missing the point.
No, you're missing my point. I'm asking a question. You want to answer it or no?
Of course not, but
If
they have a catcher that has or a position that has one hit throughout an entire run of October, you're not going to go far either. Like, you can't have a complete zero at the position, is my point.
I would argue that having an ace-like pitcher will have a greater impact than a guy that's going to get three or four at-bats in a postseason game.
Yes, except for the fact that they already have three aces. And you can only pitch four guys in the postseason.
You don't know if you have three aces.
Yes, we do.
One of them isn't pitching right now because he's hurt in Max Fried.
And he's already thrown.
Okay, but he's not pitching. The other one, Gerrit Cole, is coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Okay, and he's fine.
But is he?
Yes. Okay, last he had one bad inning. Other than that, his velocity's been up.
He's barely pitched, though. Like, I'm also not going to over-exaggerate to the good or the bad. Like, he's still coming off of Tommy John surgery. That's the fact that you have to accept.
Okay.
Whether you think he's great or not, he's coming off Tommy John surgery, and the other ace is still recovering.
And the real ace is the best pitcher in baseball.
There's no questions about Cam Schlittler. In fact, I expect dominance tonight because look who he's facing. Those bastards in Boston.
Yep.
His second career start at Fenway. He made his first one earlier this year and was great.
You know what he can make all the Red Sox fans do tonight? Connor leave early.
Because Connor leave early is pitching for the Red Sox.
I like that one. I haven't heard a dad joke in a minute.
How long did it take you?
I just thought of it off the dome. Because I'm that gifted.
Wow.
Some might call me the future.
Generational talent.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Let's go to Dave in Lacey, New Jersey. What's up, Dave?
Hello.
Hey, Dave. What's up, man?
Oh, guys, wait. Hold on. Don't hang up on me. Give me 1 second, please. I have a draw four Uno card that I've been trying to put down for I don't even know how long, and I got it. I get to put it down now.
There it is.
All right.
Evan, yes. last year, do you remember, you guys were talking about everything that you said about Nolan McClain, and now you're going to bring it up tomorrow. I bring it up right now. Last year, you said not only was it likely or it could happen, but you kept saying it, and you said it so many times that Nolan McClain could possibly win not one, but two Rookie of the Years. You had him winning it last year. You're winning it again this year.
That's a solid Uno. Call Uno, man. Yell it. Game over.
What I said about Nolan McClain was actually not what he's looking for. He's looking for me being overconfident about McClain, which I will easily find because I was as guilty of that as anybody. And yes, I did say that tomorrow we will pull the old over-the-top Nolan McClain comments that will be featuring basically Boomer Esiason and Evan Roberts for 5 minutes.
You definitely called them must-see starts.
No doubt about it. I said a lot of stuff. I hope I can find everything. There's a lot of stuff there. The point about the Rookie of the Year is being misconstrued, though. I questioned if he still keeps his rookie eligibility, but in the 40 innings he throws, goes 7-0 with a 0.50 ERA, could he technically win Rookie of the Year twice? I found it to be a fascinating question. By the way, the answer is no. He wouldn't have been eligible to get votes for Rookie of the Year. So it wasn't a real thing. It was more like, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
So that's not me saying he's Tom Seaver. That's me saying, huh, is it possible you could win the Rookie of the Year twice? Which was just the geeky Evan question. And by the way, I got the answer. The answer was no, you can't. So,
by the way, I can't find who the disgruntled fan was.
In Major League One?
In two.
Randy Quaid, I told you.
But it was Johnny in two. His name is Johnny. It was uncredited.
Right.
But it was Randy Quaid. You're right. And I can't find who it was in the first
one. Because there wasn't. Here's what it was in Major League One. It was the guys speaking a different language talking about how they're bleepy. They're crappy. That's what it was. It was the grounds crew guys saying they suck. They used other words, obviously. Yeah. It needed to be cleaned up. And then when they started turning it around, they're like, yeah, they're still crappy. It's the grounds crew guys. Sean has made up a part of Major League One. And instead of just saying, hey, I was wrong about it, he's just making up new stories.
Yeah, you're conflating.
He's conflating.
I'm getting the scenes. Hold on.
Okay. Well, no, we're not going to hold on. We're going to continue doing a radio show.
Just do it and inform us when you find it.
Okay.
Yes. Let's go to Jerry in Chester, New York. Hey, Jerry.
Hold on.
Hey, guys. I'm going to end this whole Major League debate right now.
Go
okay?
ahead. Tell us.
In the first one, there was four guys in the outfield in the no-way seats, like the left field bleachers, whatever.
Yep.
Four guys, the guy with the Indian headdress on. None of them were famous. And in Major League Two, Randy Quaid was the guy. So that's all I got to say about that.
Thank you.
The Yankees.
Thank you. But there was a guy who was disgruntled.
Yeah, guys bang the drum, throws the ball back. Right. I'm watching it now. Yep.
Yes.
But it was nobody.
You know, he's not a big name actor.
Right, it was nobody.
Giancarlo Stucco. Giancarlo Stucco, on the other hand. I would trade that guy for a bag of bats and a bag of balls in a heartbeat.
What are you going to do about the leadership side?
We got Judge. That's what we got Judge. We got Aaron Judge. He's our leader. We don't need freaking Giancarlo Stanton. We've got Goldschmidt. How many more leaders do we need on this team?
He was the AL player of the series, though.
The ALCS MVP.
How long ago, Tiki?
Is that what you're saying?
That's the past, Tiki. That's the past.
True.
We're talking about now. Where is he now?
He's unavailable.
Again,
he's
unavailable.
He's unavailable.
But I think that's the part that you're missing. They don't get to the World Series without him 2 years ago. Not 10 years ago. Not 5 years ago. 2 years ago. And since he's come here, he's played in 48 playoff games, and he's hit 18 postseason home runs. Like, you're discounting that he's been a playoff monster. That's what he's been.
Yeah.
So leadership, okay, fine, you want to discount that. The value he provides in October should not be forgotten. And I guess it is because he was quiet last October and he's on the IL right now, so it's easy to forget about him. But I would not forget about him. I think in a lot of ways, Giancarlo Stanton has been one of the most disrespected New York athletes of the last 10 years. I could make a list.
No, you're right.
And he's up there.
You're right.
But he is towards the top.
But he handles it with great, I don't know.
A plum,
yeah.
He
accepts it, and he knows when he's good, he knows when he's bad.
Absolutely.
And he's the same regardless.
Which this radio station spent a lot of time talking about yesterday, including this piece of insight from Jazz Chisholm, in which he was asked, was it a bad look for you to go on the field with a lollipop in your mouth?
I don't think it's a bad look. I mean, I'm playing a game, a kid's game, having fun. So I don't think it's a bad look. I just feel like safety issues.
Very interesting, because when we were speculating yesterday, Was it safety or was it the look? A lot of Yankee fans thought it was the look. I think for you, Sean, it was the look more than it was the safety.
Yeah, and look, what Jazz is saying is right. Like, I don't want to take personality or anything away when I yell and scream about this. It is a kid's game. Here's the problem. Kids don't play with lollipops in their mouth. There's other things that you could use the kids game reference.
I understand, but he made very clear.
Kids don't drink alcohol. Kids don't do all these other things.
I agree.
They don't drive cars. They don't do all this stuff. So as an adult, you know what your safety issue is.
Yeah, I do think it's a bad look. I do. I'm sorry. And if that makes me a bad guy, I do. I think it's a bad look to be twirling a lollipop in your mouth.
But that wasn't the problem. It was the safety aspect of it.
I think the safety is the bigger issue. And I think other callers brought that up. But it doesn't. It could be both. It could be more of a safety issue, but still a bad look.
It was fascinating because yesterday when this became a big topic, it was mixed on why people were upset.
Yeah.
Some of it was the look of it. Oh, it's Jazz, typical Jazz. And some did bring up, in fairness, hey, there's a safety issue. What if you run into the right fielder? Remember we had the caller who said someone ran into him in right field, the stick went into his eye?
Yeah, I think that was Lou in Astoria.
Yeah.
So, he's got 15-20 now, he said.
So I get it. The other thing was, and this is a great question, I want you to listen to his answer, because now we're going to get into the details of lollipops.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jazz, when you went out to the field, did you forget that you were sucking on the lollipop?
When you went out there last night with that, did you forget that you had it in your mouth, or do you like...
So the reason why it took so long is because I was trying to bite through it, but my teeth was not letting me get through it. It was like a brand new lollipop, so I was trying to bite, and like by the time I got to the spot to bite it all off, I was already on TV, so it's too late.
You need to get those Tootsie Rollers. You can bite those ones.
I just cut off the stem like I normally do. I normally do that. That's the funny part. I normally just cut it off. But
so you're out there a lot with lollipops.
I love lollipops. I can't. I like candy. I like something like to distract me a little bit, you know?
By the way, Tiki nailed that.
Just taking a bow.
Tiki said yesterday, take the stem off.
I'm taking a bow, and he usually does.
And
I also speculated he just had it in there, and it got to the point where you want to bite it. You want to bite it so you have the candy gum, and it's so sweet. And he just couldn't get there because it was too new of a pop.
That answer actually makes me even more angry.
Why?
Because it's the last part of the answer.
That he needs to be distracted?
Yeah. No, you don't, Jess. And this is where, like, remember yesterday?
No, this just comes back to what that guy, and he was so right. And I only know this because I've worked with Culture City, which is an autism awareness and inclusion organization. Fidget toys are paramount for kids that have attention deficit issues.
Yes.
Like, you need them. And that maybe that's what it is. It's probably undiagnosed, but he needs some sort of distraction to help you focus.
Well, how can I kill him now if that's what you think
I'm just
is
telling
going
you, that it's what goes on with some kids.
Okay.
And by the way, it probably goes on with a lot of adults too. We just don't talk about it.
Undiagnosed. I totally agree, and there's something there. I have to operate in a realm where that's not the case, though, when having this take. Otherwise, I'm the worst human being on the planet.
Or you're just the worst human being on the planet. You can go with that.
Yesterday, because I'm pro-Jazz, you made the point of going, well, if this was Jazz, anybody else. This is where it's not about Jazz in the 50-50 club. This is back to, like, earlier in the year where Jazz had Grisham next to him kind of try to figure out, like, the play stuff. Like, to me, Jazz has enough of a track record with that stuff where you can make the case, no, Jazz, you don't need to be distracted by anything else. Like, focus has to be paramount with you.
I don't mind that because I think Tiki's right that sometimes, like, whether it's us doing a radio show or people doing their jobs, you need something with your hands or sometimes with your mouth. So what he just told us is that he sucks on the ball of the lollipop all the time. He just takes the stem out.
Yes.
Which we didn't realize.
Yes.
The bigger takeaway from this story, as it finally goes away, is Aaron Boone comes across bad because he is the one who elevated it.
Yeah, made it a humongous deal when clearly it's not a big deal.
We talked about it before Aaron Boone said a word, but it was a story and I think it would have gone away. He's the one who said, quote, "I'm pissed about it." And then later in the night after the Yankees win, he's jovial saying, "Ha ha, the lollipop kid, he can do whatever he wants. Give him a lollipop."
Right.
It's like, why were you angry then? Or you were angry and then you realized, boy, this is a stupid battle. And you backed off.
Maybe he was just trying to make good radio.
Because what
he should have said is, when asked about it, "Oh, did you make anything of this, Jazz with the lollipop?" "Really? Oh, that pisses me off, man. I got to talk to him about it." If he would have said it like that.
Like a joke,
like laughing, serious, but laughing about it, it wouldn't have been a story.
I got another way to make it a non-story, and it would have been completely accurate. When he's asked by Jake and Jimmy, "Hey, the lollipop, big deal or not?" Here's what Aaron could say. "You know what? My only concern, and I'm going to talk to Jazz about it. Actually, I've already talked to him about it, is the stick issue. Like, I think it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
And I just want to go through with him, hey, got no problem with you sucking off that ball of a lollipop, but the stick sticking out could be a hazard. And if he says that in a very just whatever way, it goes away. He said he was pissed off. This guy doesn't get pissed off at errors. He doesn't get pissed off at bad base running.
Run the bases like drunks.
He don't get pissed off about anything, but he decided that a lollipop pissed him off. And that, to me, as this story goes away, was my biggest takeaway, that Aaron Boone made a molehill out of a mole. A mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. I think you're right on this. Yesterday I started with, I was angry at Aaron Boone because he set the precedent blowing the bubble. Then I flipped to, wow, okay, he's actually pissed, and I'm not going to get mad that he's finally pissed at something, but one plus one didn't equal two by the end of this whole thing with him. I'm not buying that he was actually pissed in the end.
So one last question.
Yeah, he just said it to make it. Yeah, but why would he do that?
I think because he knows that this is, again.
Maybe. Keep going.
I was going to say, this is like an image thing. He knows that Yankee fans and the Yankees feel like he doesn't react. He doesn't get angry. Now he found a reason to just say, well, look, people are going to get riled up. People get behind me.
Or perhaps it was a motivation masterclass.
Okay.
Never know. Here's my last question about this. So as you know, and some of our loyal listeners know, at the very end of the year, we have a segment here on Evan and Tiki called 26 in 26. It's where we count down from a committee the most memorable moments of the year that was. Last year, it was 25 and 25. The year before that, it was 24 and 24. And so there's a committee here at WFAN that ranks the most memorable moments from New York sports in the year that was. Does this moment stick? Are we going to look back on this and say, remember the lollipop?
I think we forget about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
So it's tough in a year where we already have one championship.
That's true. There's a lot of Nick moments.
So much. The Giants hiring a coach. It's hard for me to definitively say yes, but I would say this. I think this is a different type of story. This is the equivalent of the torpedo bats from a year ago, which did make it, because that was only a three-day story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The torpedo bat story was a story that made it.
I think this is less than a three-day story. This is a two-day story. We made it into a two-day story. This is absolutely going to go away. And you know why? Because they won.
Okay. I also
think. And if they mess around and beat Scooble tonight, then it's really going
to
be
It'll be the rallying cry. Yankee fans will dress up as lollipops when they go to the
100%.
Game. That's what we would do as Met fans, that's for sure. I also think Sean's right. This year has featured so many ridiculous things. Like 26 and 26 is going to be the most loaded countdown we've ever had. Because if you think, I'll give you one that you forget about. John Harbaugh introduced this giant head coach. Like, think about that.
Yep.
That's a huge moment that you forget about because it was so long ago.
Right.
The Jets brought back Geno Smith.
The Jets brought back Geno Smith. And by the way, he may never play a game as a Jet way things are looking.
And we haven't had a single football game to go over.
Exactly. That break was so long, I got to 19th place on Slither.io. I apologize for that. I lost to a guy named Embryo with Guns.
Embryo with Guns?
That's the guy in first place. My length was 4,000. The guy in first place, 39,000.
Yeah.
He took over the whole screen. Not fun.
Are you guys all playing the same screen?
Yeah, that's how you play the game, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's like Universe, and you try to gobble up little stars and dots and whatnot, and everyone you gobble up, you get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Can you gobble up other snakes?
If a snake hits you,
they die.
He disintegrates. You can eat up all of his dots. Yeah. Oh. So I was just doing that for a while. Pete, stop burping into the microphone, please.
Sorry. So that's why you were angry at me? Because you lost?
No, I'm angry because I want to get back to do the show. Oh. But then I'm in a weird spot. Like, I could win the game, maybe. But now it's too long a break. So that's Big Mac's fault, probably, for talking so much. Probably.
Yeah, that's what everyone's complaining about the show is I talk too much.
That's a lot of people say. Enough with the talking.
Yeah.
Too much talking. Here's Larry.
That's what I do instead of Snake.
Larry's in Cranford on the fan. Larry, how are you today, buddy?
Hey, you guys. You know, to that idiot who sent you that message, how about a thank you to Jewish Leon Rose for putting that team together in the first place?
Well, there you go. That would have been a good retort. I didn't come up with that one. I just retweeted it and, you know.
Shamed him.
I guess he took it down.
He deserves some shame, and that's why I took it down.
He took it down. He's like, I guess I am an anti-Semite. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should take this down. Might hurt me for a job application.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of, with the lollipop, I should be eating salads during the show.
People are attacking you?
Attacking. Would you
Because you're okay with lollipop eating?
Yeah, believe it or not, my weight has come up today.
It was kind of shilly, though, on your part, to be fair.
I knocked the manager.
I'm trying to figure out.
I knocked the manager.
What does a player have to do for you to really get on him other than.
Oh, I get on players. You know,
bat 210, strike out 150 times.
You have to be good. Yeah. If you're good, I don't really care about the rest.
There
it's about playing the game.
There you go.
It's about playing the game.
Like, we spent a good portion of today's show debating.
Jason Dominguez will never be an outfielder. I will never be confident in Jason Dominguez.
Okay.
He doesn't have instinctual outfield play.
Right.
I will never believe he will be an outfielder, no matter how much he plays.
Do you still think Aaron Boone's the right guy to lead the Yankees to a championship?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Okay.
I don't think he's a bad manager because of this. I disagree with him on this.
Yeah. He seems very perturbed by it.
He was very perturbed.
But I think he has to take some ownership that if he didn't talk about it, well,
it would have been
a talking point today at some level, but not the level it went to.
No, when he
because once you find out the manager, for all the support he's given players publicly, decided this was the hill to die
that's
on,
the thing.
That seemed a little out of character.
It becomes a thing when it's like, wow, this is the thing that pisses you off? And also, he said pissed off. He could have said, yeah, I talked to him. I didn't love it. He said pissed me off.
Yeah, pissed him off.
Pissed me off.
He's also, forget, a lifetime baseball guy.
He's a lifetime baseball guy.
You know, his dad, his uncle, his brother.
Yeah.
Maybe in the Boone family, there's something sanctimonious about what you're allowed to put in your mouth on the field.
Yeah, that's my only point, too.
Now,
I don't care what
Mickey Mantle didn't agree with that.
Because,
you know, his favorite moment at Yankee Stadium, that famous letter he wrote.
Yes.
Right? So he was not a purist by a long shot.
Stop.
Maybe the Boone family are just purists when it comes to baseball.
Maybe.
Like, there's certain things that are not tolerated, in the Boone world of baseball.
No.
Lollipops should not be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, BJ's under the stands. If you're Mickey Mantle, sure, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're okay with that.
That was his favorite Yankee Stadium moment.
Yes.
If you are aware of that letter that he wrote.
I am aware of the letter.
Handwritten letter.
I've heard
when someone said to Mickey Mantle, what was your favorite moment at Yankee Stadium, right? And I'm not going to say it again because now there's context to it.
Yeah. It was something about.
I know what exactly it was about.
No, I know.
Yes.
But it wasn't just.
We know what it was about. Like, it was about a lollipop of a different type.
I don't know if it was just about. What was
and
your
he wasn't
Yankee
the one
Stadium
that was
moment.
Sucking on it.
Oh, come on.
They didn't have blow pops back in the day.
They might have.
Well, I guess they always have, right?
I don't know. Well, lollipops, I guess, go back further than.
Than blow pops? Probably. When did we start putting secret surprises inside the lollipop?
I guess, think the Tootsie Pop is the first one.
I would think Adams was the first one, but you pick whichever one you want, Biggs.
Mm-hmm. You think Adams?
Yeah, Adams. He probably had the first ever surprise inside the lollipop.
Which Adams? John Adams?
Can someone over there help me, please?
Are we talking about Eve?
My man, Bots
and Bags. Oh, Adam and Eve?
Yeah. See, if you weren't on your phone, you would have heard me.
I was looking up the Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, but
Mantle
you don't hear.
Thing.
You don't listen when you're on the phone.
I was looking up the Mickey Mantle thing.
I know, but
you
didn't to look
Adam.
It up. I told
Adam
you what it was.
Eve ate the apple.
I was making a lollipop joke.
She ate something.
What do you mean about what?
Adam and Eve?
I can't explain it to you because then there's a context to it, and I got to stop.
So it wasn't
funny. I asked you a question when you were busy on your phone again.
Looking up the Mickey Mantle thing.
You don't
thing.
Need to look it up. I know the whole story.
No,
I told
sure
you the
exactly
story.
What it was.
Someone said, what's your favorite moment at Yankee Stadium?
I think it was.
And he said
a
when
a
woman serviced him under the bleachers.
I thought it was a little bit differently than that.
No, that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to you, when's the first time we put a surprise inside a lollipop? And you go, Tootsie Pops?
Yeah.
And I said, probably Adams.
Okay.
You still don't?
I mean, I guess I get it.
Boy, now you ruined the whole moment.
He had the first, right?
I would think.
Yeah, but I don't know.
If you believe in the Bible, he was the first one to experience that.
You think that's why she ate the apple?
Yahoo!
To get the taste out of her mouth?
Now you're just being gross and disgusting. Now you've taken the show to a different level,
that's
and I'm frankly not comfortable with it. All right, you leave that filthy mouth of yours at home, sir.
I thought that begged the question.
No, there's no questions that are begged in here.
Okay.
You took this to a completely terrible, disgusting place.
And
we have children listening to this show. How dare you, sir?
Of the
How dare
lollipop?
You? Just let's stop talking about lollipops, all right?
You said it.
Let's stop talking about lollipops.
I don't know why I'm the bad guy in this story.
You're the bad guy for multiple reasons. One, you're on your phone again. So you didn't hear what I said when I said it because you're distracted by the screen.
Uh-huh.
Number three. You're weirdly stacking things today.
It looks like a little SNY snowman with a top hat.
Yeah, because you're distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not distracted.
You brought up a very uncomfortable
Let's not go
with
down
Mickey
that road
Mantle.
Again. And you decided to look it up?
Because I wasn't sure exactly if that was the situation.
That was the exact situation.
I know, but I thought it was something different with what he was asking.
Yeah, Joe D was watching.
No.
Okay, fine.
Mm-mm.
You want to add to it? Add to it. Can you believe Jess? If I were the Yankees tonight, everyone says, it's a long season. It's a long season. If I'm the rest of the Yankees tonight,
mm-hmm.
I come out tonight. Lollipops for everyone.
That's what I was just joking with someone during the break. If Boone came out with a lineup card with a lollipop in his mouth.
Genius.
It ends it right there.
Yeah.
Ends
but
it right
like,
there.
Everybody comes out tonight, just for the quick warm-ups before an inning starts,
mm-hmm.
rocking a lollipop.
Right.
In solidarity of Jazz Chisholm, who's now taking one on the chin. Nope.
I don't know.
You really got to be in deep to get that one.
You're terrible. And I'm the bad guy for one lousy joke.
You see what I did there, Pete? Did you get that one?
Yeah.
I got it. You got that one? By the way, nice shirt. MLB free one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of innuendo on the show today.
Yes, a lot of innuendo. Great shirt. Great looking shirt. Here's Don and Saddlebrook on the fan. Don, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Don. How are you, buddy?
I'm alive and well in Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
Nice. That's near a mall, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm 83 years old. I've been a sports fan forever, and my career, which I retired after 32 years, I represented various NBA and NFL players. Anthony Mason, Mark Jackson, Michael Ray Richardson, Chuck Robinson among the Knicks.
You were their agent, or you were just their lawyer?
I was both.
Got it, okay.
I was their agent and lawyer.
Okay.
And Tutor Jones from the Dallas Cowboys also.
Okay, great.
I went to Syracuse University from 1960 to 1964.
Okay.
In my fraternity at Syracuse was... Hello?
Yeah, we got you. Hold on. Hey, Don, real quick. You wouldn't be Don Cronson, would you?
I am Don Cronson, unless my mother was lying to me. Yes.
Hold on one sec. I want to talk to you tomorrow on the show. I'm going to get your number. I definitely want to hear your story. Legendary agent back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very, as you know, close with Anthony Mason. He was Anthony's agent. I'm not sure for how long, but in any event, good to talk to Don. I think he repped him at the end, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any event.
Okay.
All right, let's say hi to Stevie in Bayside on the fan. Steve, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. You know, Craig, it's easy to make Volpe look good when you only play him twice a week, you know?
I mean, he's batting 280.
He's playing a little bit more than that.
Let's give the guy a little credit. He's batting 280.
Steve, we've talked. I'm not the biggest Volpe fan either. You can't deny he's playing well right now. He's playing better than Caballero's playing.
Like, that's the thing. I mean, you guys have a hard-on for him, and it's based on facts. I get that.
Yeah.
He was terrible for a year and a half, mm-hmm. but not the entire
last two plus years,
right?
No, full 3 years.
No.
Yeah.
No.
23, 24, 25. Not very good. Worse last year than the others.
Okay.
But bad all
but,
over.
But
offensively, bad offensive player.
But specifically
player.
Worse last year. Is that fair?
Because the defense got so bad.
Yeah,
but
so,
offensively, he's been a lousy bottom of the league. Not bottom of the Yankees. Bottom of the league offensive player for three consecutive seasons.
Okay, I accept that. Okay, you know the stats better than I do in regards to the last 3 years with him.
Yeah.
But let's acknowledge the fact that the kid's balling right now.
He certainly is. For a team that's most guys are hitting 220, he's hitting 270.
And that's why I understand Yankee fans wanted an alternative to Volpe. Rightfully so. He does have the one gold glove. He did have clutch hits in the postseason as well. Mm. And you can't take that away from him. But he was a disaster last year. Now, I even think most Yankee fans, I can't speak for you, obviously, I'm not going to,
mm-hmm.
kind of felt like the Yankees throwing that shoulder injury out publicly for the first time after the season was like an excuse. I'm not sure if you felt that way, but let's be fair. He did have surgery on it.
Yes.
And you can make an argument, I could see that affecting your defense more than your offense, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's a fair argument to have.
I think so.
He's batting 280.
Close to it, yeah.
278, exactly. You're right. But he's batting 280.
That's fair. He's hitting 280, yeah.
Like, so I understand not liking him. I understand the beef of how come they support him so much. I understand the knock on Aaron Boone for not taking him out and believing in him and not having an alternative on Cashman.
Yep.
All that's warranted. Yes, yes, and yes. But it's also warranted when a player's gone through that to now come out of it still in his mid-20s and bat 280.
Yeah.
I think he deserves some encouragement and applause.
He certainly does. He certainly does. And I did a whole segment on the go-get-him.
Did you?
I did a whole segment on the go-get-him about how the screaming about him still that persists even today.
Which is crazy.
Is absurd.
Thank you.
Totally with you. I think we're being too hard on him right now. I'm just saying I'm not going to apologize, and it hasn't been long enough for me to have real full confidence that the 280 hitter you're talking about is what Anthony Volpe is and will be for the rest of this year, the rest of his career, certainly. Like, I'm not there yet. But right now he's playing well. But to my, like, every, like, Jazz is kind of like this player. We talked about it yesterday with the, and I know the lollipop, and we don't have to get back into it, even though Jazz did go get the lollipops after the home run, and people are upset about that, too.
And Aaron Boone said he can have all the lollipops he wants.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, you just said
silly.
It pissed you off.
We could laugh about
it. He hits the game-winning home run.
Yeah.
And now you're like, hey, lollipops for everybody. Yeah. Like, what am I doing?
Well, I mean, in the dugout. He doesn't mean back on the field.
Right.
But, Volpe's one of those guys. I'm with you. He's been one of those guys for me at times. That Jazz is another one. We don't like him. But every single mistake that Anthony Volpe makes, the reaction from the fans is, he's terrible. Why is he still on the team? It's malpractice. We go absolutely bonkers. And there are other guys on the field, namely, for me, Jose Caballero, who's kind of been his replacement. So because we hate Volpe and we are so dire to get rid of him, and Caballero is like the only saving grace that maybe the Yankees like him too. So maybe there's a chance if Caballero plays well enough that he could finally replace this bum that we hate. We forget all of his mistakes. He gets picked off once a series at second base. He makes the same amount of mistakes defensively. I think he's better than Anthony Volpe defensively, but he's made mistakes too. He's going to get thrown out of a game for playing this game with the clock over and over again. There are these long, drawn-out arguments with the umpire about 8 seconds. I was looking up. I was looking down. He's supposed to be looking at me. Like, it goes on forever. It's obnoxious. And we don't say a word because we're hopeful that he can replace Anthony Volpe. And I think it's unfair, and I think you're onto something. All I'm pushing back with is we have seen Anthony Volpe like this.
Let me rephrase it.
Anthony Volpe in the 2024 postseason had an 800 OPS.
Let me rephrase it.
Better than he is right now, but I can't trust him.
You don't owe him an apology.
I don't.
Let me rephrase it.
Yeah.
But you have to acknowledge that he's playing well.
Have to acknowledge it.
Is that a better
way
to put it?
Any fan who refuses to acknowledge it is an
idiot. Because he deserves your criticism, so let me correct myself. You don't have to apologize to him because the criticism was warranted.
Fair, yes.
Right? But you do have to acknowledge, while you may not like him, you might want a different guy to be your shortstop. That's all fine.
Yeah.
You do have to acknowledge that the kid's playing his ass off right now.
He's getting 2 hits a night.
Exactly right. And again, last night was 2 for 4
last night. He's been really good. Now, defensively, he's solid, but there are just certain things that, like, the arm strength isn't there.
You know what he is to you? He's a deep breath guy. Let me explain what I mean by
that.
Okay. Anthony Volpe to you and a lot of Yankee fans is what we refer to in the business as a deep breath guy. I'm going to explain that to you so you guys can steal it and use it.
And what business do you mean?
In this business.
Oh, in our business.
The communication business.
Okay.
Yeah, 35 years of doing it, I've picked up a couple things.
Okay.
And I've created a few things along the way.
Yeah.
If you want to hear most of the things I created, just listen between 6 and 10, and you hear all of them. That being said, I'm just teasing. Or maybe I'm not. That being said,
yeah.
A deep breath guy is a guy that as soon as the ball is hit to him, you take a deep breath.
Yes.
Is he going to bobble it?
Yes.
Is it going to be a bad throw? He's a deep breath guy.
He is.
Right?
And he has a tendency.
You guys can use that, steal it.
Well, thank you.
You know, I haven't trademarked it. You can probably just steal it from me if you want.
He has a flair for making the excellent play, and then he has the ability to just blow the blown one, the easy ones. And he also has the ability to make them look really bad. Like the first game of the series against the Tigers, right? First play of the game, McGonagall hits one off of Cole's foot. It kind of changes direction on him a little bit, and he has to go to his right when he was going to his left because it looked like he was going up the middle. And so it's not an easy play. The ball's changing direction a little bit. I wouldn't even been upset if he didn't make the play. It's that kind of tough play. But he falls on his face. Like, he takes a bad step and literally just falls. He trips over air.
Yeah.
And the other, and then I forget which series it was, but it's a hard line drive right at him, and he just, like, tries to backpedal to catch it and just falls on his ass. Like, he has these tendencies of looking like an inadequate baseball player.
Yeah.
So when the balls hit to him, yeah, there is a little bit of that.
He's a deep breath guy.
And not even after he feels it, then he begins to throw it. And you go,
right,
because he's going to make a good throw. Isn't that good?
I agree.
So there, but overall, I think he's been this year so far a good defensive player, and his bat has been excellent over the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
So I do think he deserves credit right now, and he should be in the lineup every single day.
If
Anthony Volpe deserves to be in the lineup, and I know we play this game. Like yesterday, there were tons of Yankee fans who were pissed off that Aaron Boone told Talkin' Yanks that he was not going to be in the lineup, and then he was in the lineup. Oh, my God. Here he is again. They can't quit this kid. He plays every day. You know what? He should play every day right now. He's hitting 280.
Right.
He should play
every day. And he was 2-for-4 last night.
Anthony Volpe should be in the lineup tonight. He should be in the lineup tomorrow night.
I agree.
He's playing that kind of baseball.
And he's still a deep breath guy.
He is.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to think of another like deep breath guy.
And I don't know if the Yankees are good enough. I don't know if the Yankees with him as a shortstop, the starting shortstop of your team, I just don't know if that's where you want to be. Could they win a championship with him at shortstop?
Yes.
Of course they could.
Yes.
He's good enough. Like, he was in the World Series as a starting shortstop. So I don't want to say, because some people like to speak in generalities and you know, absolutes. I don't. Could they win the championship with him as the starting shortstop? Absolutely. Would I like to see someone a little bit more secure at the position? At the shortstop of the New York Yankees, I would.
I mean, they were 2 games away from a World Series championship with him as the starting shortstop.
I'm with you.
So he can certainly, and he had clutch hits.
And he was great in that postseason.
Yes, he had clutch hits.
He hit the biggest hit in the one game.
Matter of fact, he was more clutch than Judge was.
No doubt.
Right?
Had a better postseason.
So I think the Anthony Volpe bashing's got to come to an end in the moment. Now, if he goes through, let's just make it up. The month of July is right around the corner.
Yeah.
If he bats 205 and makes an error every week, you're going to be right to say get him out.
Yeah.
But I think you ride hot streaks. That's what baseball's all about. Ride those hot streaks. That's where the Yankees now 3 up, I think, right, in the loss column over Tampa
now. Three overall.
Fair enough. So all good. We can take a couple more calls before we have to take a break. Let's have Stevie in Manhattan on the fan. Steve, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey. Craig, it's been a long time, man. It is so refreshing to have you back.
Thank you very much. So, appreciate that.
So to talk about Adam West, Batman, apparently Adam West was quite a swordsman back in the
day. Yes, he was. That's right.
Is that a fact?
Legend have it. Those, he put up Chamberlain numbers from what I'm hearing.
Those are the rumors.
No, I've never heard that.
Yes.
Like legit Chamberlain numbers or just like that's what you're using?
No,
to...
he was a swordsman.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, he was an absolute...
Just go check out the video when he's dancing to the Grateful Dead with the finger dance. Check that one out.
Yeah, he also... They used to call him the American Zorro.
Hmm.
If you remember the swashbuckling...
I don't know who Zorro is.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I have no idea. Tomorrow...
So, the real story about Adam West, if I may say this, the rumor of Adam West... is that he had such an insatiable sexual drive that 8 women in one night was not a rare night for him.
Wow.
And that's apparently like Hollywood gospel.
8 women at the same time or 8 women through the course of the night?
That's funny. It's a good question. I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you what the gospel is.
Right.
The gospel is that he had such an insatiable sex drive that he would go through 8 women in a single night. Yeah.
Good for him.
So,
I guess.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that means 8 at once or, you know, he spread them out like 2 breakfast, 2 lunch, 2 dinner, and a night, you know, late night thing. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, but if you go to, I guarantee if TMZ's got something on that or, you know, maybe old school Page 6 or something like that. Hold on. Matter of fact,
did you do anything else? Besides Batman?
Adam West?
Was he famous?
I think he became cast typed as he's Batman.
Yeah,
right?
Which happens to so many of them.
In the 1970s, being Batman was pretty, pretty good. He died when he was 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
He's also the mayor of Cohog.
This is according to, this is a Page 6 story in 2017.
Okay.
All right? Adam West, he and co-star Burt Ward, who played sidekick Robin, also romped with eager groupies in their dressing rooms in between scenes. In fact, West discovered the only limits to his bedroom bat powers were those caused by his famous costume. The actor explained years later, because of the physical limitations of the costume, you got to have quickies, and he had an awful lot of them, as well as dates with stars like Natalie Wood, who famously got pushed off a boat and killed.
Well, no, that's...
And Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
Okay, who's obviously hot to try.
She famously died. I don't know.
Who's it, Raquel Welch?
No,
she's alive.
Wood.
Natalie Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got pushed off a boat.
I think that's up for debate. People believe your side, but I'm just saying I don't know if that's... As far as I know, that's part of the...
I think that's the official medical record.
Is it? Like, is it on the books that she was murdered?
No. The other way. I think on the books it's
that... I'm saying.
She had an accident. She was drunk and fell off the boat.
Right.
But there are other people out there that will tell you she was pushed off the boat.
I'm sure there are. I know the stories.
You know the story, right?
Which is the famous actor involved in that? Was it Walken?
No, he was on the boat.
Yeah.
But the guy that allegedly, or people thought was the guy that did it, was really handsome guy. He did the detective show. He had like a... say it again? No, you're making up.
Dennis Davern, no.
Not Dennis Davern. Heard of Dennis Davern.
Did a detective show, really
Robert
handsome
something,
guy?
Maybe. He's Heart to Heart. The guy that
Robert
was
Wagner?
Robert Wagner. Nice job, Connor.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Allegedly,
Number two. Yeah.
Robert Wagner was on the boat. Christopher Walken was on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Robert Wagner at the time was dating her, if not married to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the allegation was that was
something
not an innocent.
Yeah.
She fell off the boat. Having had too many martinis and blue cheese olives.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what happened.
That's what I'm saying.
How would I know?
How would you know?
That being said, if I may, Adam West explained, Bert and I were like kids in a candy store. It was the swinging 60s with free love, and women threw themselves at us. I remember one night with eight different women. Orgy is a harsh word, but it was eight at one time.
Oh, see?
I'd have young female co-stars in my dressing room at 7:45 in the morning. In fact, I once had an orgy with Frank Gorshin, who played the Riddler.
Really?
How about that? So, Batman, that's why the Riddler always got away.
They're shooting this wholesome TV show where they're not allowed to curse. They're like, it's made for kids. Like, Batman's being, you know, captured by exploding,
Ready? We walked into the room. This is a direct quote from Adam West. And it was an orgy. So I immediately went into Batman character, and Frank went into the Riddler character. So anyway, there you go.
What a time to be alive. Batman in the 60s. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
The free sex spirit 60s, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wasn't the guy from Hogan's Heroes, too? The main character from Hogan's Heroes, like a sex addict? I think Greg Kinnear did a movie.
Did he take his own life? Didn't he commit suicide?
Yeah, I think
he died
being
young.
A sad story, but I think he was like a sex addict, and he was having sex on set and everything.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Bob Crane.
Was he killed, or did he kill himself? He died a young man, though.
I think it was like an HBO TV movie or something about it.
But what do you got? You got an answer to that, Connor, how Bob Crane died?
Looking right now. He was bludgeoned to death.
Oh. Yeah, must have been the Nazis.
While on tour in 1978 for a dinner theater production.
Wow. Bludgeoned to death after a show?
Yeah.
Probably scorned husband or
something. Scorned Nazis after mocking them at that camp all those years. No, maybe not.
Maybe. I don't know.
888-808-1019. More of your calls are coming up. Obviously, the Yankees win yesterday. I try to win the rubber game tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be out of here at 6 o'clock for the Yankee pregame, by the way.
Yeah.
Anthony Volpe killing it right now. And I'm not saying you have to apologize to him, but can we acknowledge that Anthony Volpe's playing really good baseball right now?
He is.
We'll get your calls on that, plus a lot more right here on The Fan. You know, summer's here.
Yankees did win over the Tigers last night, 4-3. Jazz Chisholm Jr. right in the center of everything this week. Had the go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth, of course, off the lollipop nonsense from the night before. Aaron Boone critical of him earlier the day before the game. Well, after the game, when Jazz was a star and helped him get a victory, this was how he handled the questions in the post-game locker room.
Aaron, is it lost on you that Lil Wayne Lollipop is playing right now?
It is not lost on me. Yeah, the Lollipop Kid came through tonight. in a big way. So that was good. He can have all the lollipops he wants now. So we're good.
And big smile on his face as it ends in a victory.
Huge balloons.
Yes. Couple other things from the McMonagle experience yesterday afternoon, which I alluded to last hour, how he had that long rant where actually he got to say a lot of things about this and Craig kind of just let him go. So all hot and bothered that this even became a thing in one part especially.
What about the kids, Chris?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of, what about the kids, Chris?
What about the kids?
They're role models. You think, what if kids suddenly just started, what if your son ran out to the ball field with a lollipop in his mouth? What would you let him do?
Well, as a parent, you'd probably say, get the lollipop out of your mouth.
My son ran out with a, you know, a $50,000 chain around his neck, I'd probably say, don't wear that. But this is right. Major League Baseball! And they do things differently!
And that was just the warm-up. He's all lathered up, hot and bothered, and just kept going.
Why can't a manager tell her? Now kids are going to see this and like run all over the field. There's got to be a run. It's such nonsense. We are angry because the Yankees haven't won since 09. We are angry because they make decisions we don't agree with.
Right.
We're angry because Anthony Volpe plays more than we would like. We're angry because they lost three in a row to the last place Cincinnati Reds and the 10 games on the 500 Detroit Tigers. And so we're angry, and we don't like Jazz because he says he's going to do 50. He's going to hit 50 and 50, and he's nowhere near it. And we're mad because he gets thrown out on the base paths on a drop pop up, and then in the post game says I would do the same play again, and we're mad. So we don't right. like. So here's a lollipop.
A lollipop. That's right.
No.
There you
oh,
go.
My God. He said it all more out. In one day than he had the entire time these two were together.
I think I actually heard him go into AFib during that. It was a point where I got a little out of breath. You could kind of hear it through the microphone. Yeah.
They stopped mid-jism.
I cannot believe that he's okay with this.
Well, you call him the Yankee shill, right? You often will call him that.
Yeah, but because of the pride of the Yankees, that's why I... You know, and that's great. That's great that he has that.
Yeah. It's interesting because he's kind of got both sides. Like, he's annoyed that it's become a thing and that people are all hot and bothered about it. And he's also can't understand why Aaron Boone finally drew the line in the sand over a lollipop, whereas he's
Well, because he was asked about it. And, you know, maybe Aaron wasn't paying attention or didn't see the fact that he had the lollipop. And then when he gets asked by the media, then he has to answer.
Well, it was the John Boy guys.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
At that point, he knew about it, and it was like a clear opportunity for him to either comment on it or kind of brush it off, and he obviously was pretty critical.
Yeah, you know, he still is a traditional baseball guy.
Yes.
100%. His whole family is baseball.
Yes, but he's obviously had to go along with a lot of the...
Some of the crap that goes on, yes.
Player
I understand
relationships.
That. But this is ridiculous.
Yes, well, there you go.
What's like the hardest thing to eat? Is it like cracking like a... Alaskan king crab leg or something, or like an artichoke. Artichokes are tough.
The
to
hardest
eat.
Thing, like,
you're not really eating them. You're like
a or cracking a walnut or something. Like, you know, some things are just it's a lot of work
yeah,
to eat.
Sure.
Why are you asking?
Because that's what I want him to do next.
Regular crabs, you got to pound them and you take the little tiny meat out.
Yeah. Because whatever the hardest thing to eat is what I want him to take out to shortstop next.
You got him playing shortstop.
I mean,
take a crab out there.
You really add another layer of difficulty.
Let's play shortstop with that. Like, that's what I wanted. Like a Alaskan king crab leg, and he's cracking it, and he's looking, he's not paying attention. He's sucking the meat out of it. You know?
God. All right, well, we can look forward to that. Maybe tonight in Detroit as they play the rubber game against the Tigers. Ryan Weathers, Tarek Skubal, 6 p.m. coverage here on The Fan and the Free Odyssey app.
Here's the real question. Do you think at any point in time the rest of the season we see him with a lollipop in his mouth on the field?
I do not. No.
That will tell you all you need to know. Because if he does it, then what are the ramifications?
God, on the field, I don't think. The stuff like him, you know, holding up the bucket of lollipops in the dugout,
that's
then playing
that's all different things, fun stuff.
Yeah,
nobody cares. But there's no way in the world that he will have a lollipop in his hand or in his mouth or anything when they are on the field.
I don't think so. No.
No. That is...
He won't.
Yeah.
Mets lose to the Cubs.